Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930 present The Drive.
It is Wednesday, March 20th. Your drive begins now on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Our text line this hour will be 304-396-TALK. That's 304-396-8255. Coming up this hour, we're going to hear from Tim Stevens. He covers the beat of the Marshall women. He'll be in Blacksburg, Virginia, along with Luke Creasy. And the Herd, hopefully, will beat Virginia Tech and advance in the NCAA tournament. Their coverage, of course, on many of the HD media properties. Luke, Tim will be covering everything on the ground. Tim's going to be with me here coming up at about 5:30. So looking forward to talking to him. There was an event earlier today where Marshall left and a lot of fans showed up to send him off in style. So we'll talk about what Coach Caldwell had to say today as well as that send-off. And also coming up, because there's a lot happening this weekend, and so we're going to hear from Jared Hundley. He's the assistant director for marketing and fan engagement at Marshall University. He's going to get us caught up in everything that is happening at Marshall this weekend. Looking forward to hearing from him. So in about 5:15 or so, that's when we'll talk to him. Busy day so far in sports locally. A great game. It didn't end the way we would have liked it to end. Lyon County beat Ashland at the Sweet 16 in Kentucky, 45-43. Ashland holding a high-octane offense to 45 points. Unfortunately, it comes down to the final seconds. Ashland falls short. Great game. Hope you were listening today on our sister station, Cat Sports 93.3 and 1340. This was Ashland's sixth straight appearance in the Sweet 16. That's pretty good. Ashland's got one of the best records all time in the Sweet 16. Unfortunately, just didn't go the Tomcats' way today. And it was a great game. Thanks to Dickie Martin for all of his efforts this year covering the Tomcats for us. Looking forward to football season coming up. And all of that action is going to be on our sister station, Cat Sports 93.3 and 1340. We got baseball to tell you about. Okay, I don't know how to sugarcoat this one. Bottom of the fifth, Marshall in Morgantown to take on the Mountaineers. And the Mountaineers right now are hammering the Herd 12-0. And I don't know if it's going to get any better. Gave up 5 in the first, 6 in the third, 1 in the bottom of the fourth. We'll see what happens. Maybe the Herd can rally. I don't think so. 12-0 the score, bottom of the fifth from Morgantown. We'll keep an eye on all of that action. So we got women's basketball, as I mentioned, coming up on Friday. We're going to have that game for you. It's a 3:15 airtime right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Opportunity for the Thundering Herd to win its first ever NCAA tournament game. And I know a lot of fans are excited. We've got fans that are still trying to get tickets. We've got fans that are going to be at watch parties across the Huntington area. There's also going to be, I'm sure, a huge, huge contingent of fans just listening to every single word that Steve Cotton says. And it should be fun. I think this will be a great matchup for the Thundering Herd. Back to the text line we go. Texter says, Paul, I finally got 2 tickets on SeatGeek that were affordable. Fingers crossed other Herd fans are getting the rest now. Go Herd, beat Virginia Tech. There will be a lot of fans that maybe can't go. They've got their tickets because they're part of the package, and they'll put them on SeatGeek because they were, I think, allowed 6. I think that was the limit per person on the pre-sale before it went to the general population. And so I'm sure some of those are going to SeatGeek. So keep trekking, keep trying, And let's just hope the Herd beats Virginia Tech. That'll free up a lot of tickets for Sunday, and then Herd fans can make the trek and go see the Herd live in person. That's what we're all hoping for, a victory on Friday. That means tickets will be available coming up on Sunday. The Herd will be in the second round. It's all we can ask for. Just beat Virginia Tech and let Herd fans travel to Blacksburg. That's the game plan there. But we'll hear from Tim Stevens a little bit later on, hear what Kim Caldwell had to say about the game, and, of course, all of the excitement, pomp, and circumstance as the team boarded the bus a while back. They're on their way now. They probably are there now. It's an easy trip. That's the great thing about this. You know, it's an easy trip. You get on the bus and you go. Don't have to charter a flight or anything. So the NCAA did do Marshall a favor here by putting them in a location where it's going to be easy to travel to. And by the time the Herd gets to Friday, I'm sure they're going to be rested, well prepared for this matchup against Virginia Tech. But Tim's going to be with me here in a few minutes, so we'll talk to him. And also, as I mentioned, we're going to update you on everything that's happening this weekend with Marshall. Jared Hundley is going to be joining us. He is the assistant director for marketing and fan engagement. So looking forward to talking to him. And I'm looking forward to talking to you. Our text line this hour, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Busy day in sports. We've got the first four coming up tonight. Last night, we got a great first game. Wagner beat Howard. That was an exciting game. And then Colorado State beat Virginia 67-42 in a game that just, it was painful to watch. Virginia was terrible. Virginia belonged in that play-in game. The committee got it right. They absolutely did not belong in the tournament. So they got the opportunity to play in, and Colorado State took care of that business, and it was just terrible. And now Virginia has set back basketball, I think, 30 years. We should get some better matchups tonight. Grambling and Montana State play at 6:40 tonight, and Colorado and Boise State will follow about 9:10. Catch all that action right here on ESPN 94.1. and AM 930, and on our sister station, Cat Sports, 93.3 and 1340. Looking forward to all of that action coming up tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow, high noon, we get everything started with the tournament proper. So it should be a fun few days for us here. But when we come back from break, we'll turn our attention to what's happening on campus at Marshall as Jared Hundley joins me. He is the Assistant Director for Marketing and Fan Engagement. Later on, Tim Stevens joins me. And then we'll get you set for Marshall Women's Basketball. It's our Wednesday edition of the show. It's also our final edition for this week as basketball takes the airwaves for the rest of the week. So sit back and enjoy. This is The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to our Wednesday, March 20th edition, The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Still to come, we're going to hear from Tim Stevens from HD Media. The Marshall women earlier today departing for Blacksburg, Virginia. Tim will follow tomorrow, I'm sure. He'll definitely be fun to talk to today. What a year he's having. The Marshall women getting to go to the NCAA tournament, winning the Sun Belt Conference regular season and tournament championship. That's something they haven't done since the Southern Conference days. And, of course, Tim also named as the 2023 National Sports Media Association Sports Writer of the Year. So Tim's having a good year. We'll get to talk to him in just a few minutes. A guy that's also having a good year right now is joining me. He's the Assistant Director for Marketing and Fan Engagement, Jared Hundley. Jared, good talking to you again.
Yeah, good to be here, Paul.
Yeah, I'm excited. We got a lot happening this weekend with the Marshall basketball team getting set to do something they haven't done since I was a student at Marshall. I was still a student. I left for a couple years, came back to finish up. Marshall went into the NCAA tournament after winning the Southern Conference tournament, and that was amazing then. This feels like it's even more fun.
Yeah, no doubt. We are excited to have our ladies on the national stage again, and just a great opportunity, you know, kind of to showcase what Marshall's all about, man.
And, of course, the ladies got a really nice send-off today. They practiced, then they got in the bus, and they're now probably in Blacksburg. And, of course, we've got places people can watch it. There's going to be watch parties. There's going to be, of course, the radio broadcast. We'll have that right here. It's going to be on ESPN2, I believe. Yeah, ESPN2.
Two.
So a lot of good things are happening. And, of course, you know, that makes your job a lot easier because all you have to do is just tell people where to find the game or how to watch, and your job's done for the day, right?
Kind of. It's we've got all those watch parties, and it's kind of a, you know, kind of keep an eye out for those, see where they're going on, because there's going to be a ton of them. I mean, the excitement that we have here in town for our women's basketball team is immense. Like you said, we had the send-off a little earlier today. I was out there. I actually had the championship trophy in my hands, and people were taking pictures with it, and the girls had a really good send-off. We're just excited to finally get that game going, man. So that'll be Friday, 3:30 on ESPN2, like you said. And I think, you know, we're all excited to watch, and I think we can get a good result out of it, man.
I feel like that's your unofficial job. You're always with the trophy.
Yeah. No, I told a story earlier. It's funny, actually, because, you know, we had great success with our men's soccer team. And I found myself with three trophies in my car at one point. So it's a wild job that we get, and you know, we never take it for granted here that we get to do those things. So it's a really cool thing to be a part of.
Now I hope that they make sure that you have a nice ride, right? We don't want the trophies to ride in anything less than style.
Well, I think I have a nice ride. I mean, I've got a nice hybrid, so I get 54 miles a gallon.
Okay,
so
that's why you get
that's
the trophies.
My nice ride.
Yeah, that's why you get the trophies. They got to go everywhere, so it's just more economical to put them in your car. You're busy this weekend, not just with basketball, but of course we got baseball coming up, and you know what that means? That means promotions, and that's what everyone loves at the Jack.
Yeah, so we have this weekend, you know, we're going to host our first Sun Belt Conference opener against Arkansas State, kind of our kids' weekend. So Friday is going to be more of our kids' club game. That one's at 6 p.m. where we're going to have a foam baseball giveaway for those kids. And then Saturday, we are going to do our koozie giveaway, kind of our inaugural season koozies. I know a lot of people at the games have been wanting to slide their drinks into something. So we finally got that giveaway in, and we're gonna do that Saturday at 3. Saturday, Sunday is also going to be kind of our youth baseball Little League games. We have a ton of teams already signed up. I know one team, I believe, was Benson. They're bringing almost 200 people to the game. So we're going to have a lot of Little Leagues out there. We're going to highlight them up on our video board. We're going to have, you know, opportunities for them to either do, you know, first pitch, guest announcing, also our in-game promotions. You know, we do things like the foul pole race, stuff like that. So we got a lot of things going on this weekend for baseball.
I know it's been early, but how are the fans reacting to all of that? The kids especially getting to run the bases, or at least run the flagpoles.
Yeah, no, our foul pole race has been great, actually, because, you know, it's great because we get the kids that come down on the field. They really enjoy that part of it. But then, you know, once they get all the way out there into right field, they've got the opposing bullpen over there. But those guys seem to love it. They're cheering them on. They're trying to get them past the foul line, trying to get those kids to win. So that's a fun aspect for some of those events. But, yeah, like you said, when we do things like the Fun Run Sunday, you know, getting kids down on the field, it's kind of like how we do men's soccer, just kind of a more interactive environment, and people seem to love that. So, you know, we're happy to do that for our fans, and it's something that kind of, you know, builds what we got going on here and creates more of that family atmosphere that we want. So everybody seems to enjoy getting down on the field. And if you haven't seen Jack Cook Field yet, you need to. It is a fantastic facility.
Jared Hundley's with me, the assistant director for marketing and fan engagement at Marshall University. So we've lived with the ballpark now for a few weeks. What have you seen that's maybe been improved since the last time we were at the Jack? What's been the conversations like as far as how to make this even more fan friendly?
Yeah, so you know, we listen to our fans, you know, whenever they're whatever they're seeing during our games, and we tend to listen to that. So you know, for example, our video board, we've got our GIP, which is the line score, and I know that was kind of difficult to see. You know, we hadn't seen it in action yet. So once we got to that first game and kind of got the feedback on it, we went straight away, worked on it, got that going. So our GIP is a little easier to read out there in left field. You know, things like that. We tend to listen to our fans when they have some insight. And we want to make this a great environment for when they come to a ball game and watch. So that's one of the big things that we've done so far. I'm actually sitting at the Jack right now. I'm working on the video board, uploading all the graphics that we need for this weekend. So a constant thing that we work on to have that fan experience be what it is here. And I think, you know, I've been a couple places now, and I went down to Hattiesburg with the team. And saw kind of what their environment was like. And I think we have an amazing environment here at the Jack, and just want to keep building on that as we go.
My guest, Jared Hundley, he is the Assistant Director for Marketing and Fan Engagement. So for folks that haven't been to the Jack just yet, what do they need to do as far as tickets are concerned? I know you've got SeatGeek for those that can't use their tickets in the sold-out sections, but there are still opportunities for fans to attend.
Yeah, so you can go that route with it. We do have our ticket office over in what is our softball ops building. So that building right off of Dot Hicks Field is where our ticket office is, and fans are definitely welcome to walk up and get tickets as well. You know, like I said, those are normally those standing room tickets, but fans can bring seats and put those out kind of in that right field area as of now and come in that way. So definitely opportunities to go to the ticket office here. They can go online, buy those single game tickets as well. There'll probably be digital tickets for them, I believe. And they can just come in straight in the gate, right behind the home plate, if they have those tickets already. So a lot of opportunities, to get in here, and pretty affordable, for our fan base, to get in here and watch a game. And our guys, seem to accelerate here when they get at home. With this new field, and they're doing really well at home.
My guest, he is the Assistant Director for Marketing and Fan Engagement, Jared Hundley. I know we're talking baseball. Let's look ahead a little bit to softball. What do we got coming up that maybe fans should start getting excited for?
Yeah, so a lot going on for softball as well. I know we're kind of doing the same thing over here at baseball that we're doing at softball. So Matt is over there working at softball, getting those up. I believe they're actually on the road right now going to Lexington because they're playing UK this evening. So that is an exciting opportunity for our girls now, and that we'll just continue to build on when we get home. Let me look here. I'm going to pull it up because you got me on the softball, so I'm going to pull it up.
I know we got the sunglasses giveaway. I do know that, ULM, yep. And then that's Little Sis Day as well on the 30th.
Yes. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So sunglasses is a big hit. I know we've got some more coming up. I believe Matt got in some scrunchies the other day, and they actually look fantastic. So that's a big hit for our girls because they love sporting those, and I know our fans love sporting those as well. So a lot of giveaways over there at softball as well as over here at baseball. So, you know, like I said, exciting opportunity for our fans and just, you know, we're here. We're working. We're here for the fans. We've got all these promotional items in. We're excited to host everybody at these facilities with all these new upgrades that we have and just continue to grow, you know, our fan bases one day at a time here. And I think we're doing pretty well with what we got going on, man.
Yeah, and this is some limited edition swag as well, because I always ask Sydney Shelton, hey, Sid, hold me something. And she's like, no chance. No chance at all.
Yeah, there is a hot ticket for these promotion items, man. I know it's one of those things where sometimes you see some people that you haven't seen before because you got some promotional items that came in the door. So always got to hold on to those things tight because they go fast once we start handing them out at the game.
You know, the last time I got a piece of swag, a fan actually brought me a bobblehead. That was the last time. It was the Marco bobblehead.
Yep. Those Marco bobbleheads, man. Those were a hit as well. I know I had to snag one for my parents for sure because, it is. It's a tough grab sometimes with these promotional items.
Jared Hundley's with us, the Assistant Director for Marketing and Fan Engagement. We got a busy weekend. We got a busy spring and summer coming up for him. And, of course, a lot of promotions happening with baseball. Those kids are going to have a great time. And you know what's going to happen. They're going to fall in love. They're going to want to come back. And then maybe one day they're going to try to be a baseball player, just like the ones they see out on the field.
Yeah, no, these facilities are great. Like I said, if you haven't seen them yet, get out here and see them. It is really going to lead us well into the future, and our programs are just going to continue to succeed with these facilities that we have.
My guest, Jared Hundley, Assistant Director for Marketing and Fan Engagement. Jared, don't work too hard. I know it's pretty busy over there right now, and have a good weekend, my friend.
All right, Paul. Appreciate you having me.
There he is, Jared Hundley. He's been busy all day. He's over at the Jack right now loading everything up. They have a crew and a half that make sure that those game day operations go off without a hitch. They definitely are putting a lot of heart into it, and it has definitely shown as the days and weeks have progressed. Every game, it seems like it's even better and better. When we continue, Tim Stevens joins us from HD Media on the other side of the break here on The Drive, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of The Drive here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. We are efforting Tim Stevens from HD Media. I got to check in on him, make sure he's okay. We're in the bottom of the sixth right now. West Virginia playing host to Marshall baseball. It's not even a close game. It's not even a contest. It's 15-0 West Virginia beating Marshall. Bottom of the sixth. I hope this thing's over soon. I think 15 is enough. We can call it now. Mercy. Let's just call it. If Marshall can rally back from this, I'll be the most amazed person ever. But it's not going to happen. Let's just call it right now. 15-0. Marshall losing to West Virginia. We're in the bottom of the sixth now. Ouch. That's not a good day for Thundering Herd Baseball. Hopefully it'll get better, and that will be sooner than later, I hope, for the Thundering Herd. Definitely want to try to get the taste out of their mouth how bad this one's going down right now. So 15-0, Marshall falling to West Virginia at this moment. I don't see a comeback coming in. Let's go to our text line, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Texter writes in and says, Paul, Brianna and Abby both do a great job of answering questions. However, it drives me and others up the wall when reporters' questions start with, how do you feel, talk about, speak about the journey, etc., etc. These young women really know basketball. Ask them some good questions. There were a couple of good questions. All right, well, ask them some good questions. I'll take that up with Tim Stevens as well here in a few minutes. You know, a lot of those questions you're getting raw, by the way, because you've got reporters just talking to them conversationally. You have television people who are talking to them, and then they're going to edit that stuff out. We do it a little different sometimes here. We try to be conversational with them at the same time. There are going to be times where you're going to hear stuff that's raw because we're just going to give you an opportunity to actually just hear what's been talked about. And sometimes you're going to hear stuff like, hey, talk about the journey. How do you feel? What were the good questions, by the way? I'm kind of curious. Which ones were the good questions? 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Which ones were the good questions? So we can ask more of those. You can text in as well. Anything's fair game today. We've got Tim Stevens coming up in a few short minutes. We're going to talk to him about Marshall women's basketball as the women are on the road, making their way to Blacksburg, Virginia, to take on the Virginia Tech Hokies. That's going to be a Friday contest, 3:15 airtime here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. And if the women advance, they'll play Sunday. We've got that game as well. We won't have a time just yet because television sets the times. And, of course, the only thing that they can't control are the matchups. So the matchup will be set. We'll just wait for the time. We'll have it for you here no matter what the time is. Sunday, if they advance on Friday, listen to it here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Checking baseball, keeping an eye on that. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Right now, bottom of the sixth, it's 15-0. It's now ended. The sixth is over, and it's 15-0. 1-5-0. West Virginia beating Marshall in baseball today in Morgantown. So not a good outing for the Thundering Herd. Top of the seventh coming up. We'll hopefully have a little bit more offense from the Thundering Herd. We'll find out. Also, we'll hear from Tim Stevens. We'll take our final break. Hope to hear from Tim when we continue from HD Media on this edition of The Drive, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Baseball update, the Thundering Herd facing off against the Mountaineers in Morgantown, West Virginia, leading top of the seventh, 15-0. I was worried that word of that score got out to my next guest. That's why I couldn't find him for several minutes. He is the National Sports Media Association 2023 Sports Writer of the Year, Tim Stevens. He also works at HD Media. And he's going to be on the road covering the Marshall women, taking on Virginia Tech this weekend. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you, partner?
I'm well. You're having a good year. I said this earlier. You got new coach coming in. You win the – not you, but the team wins. Well, maybe you did. I don't know. You could have been throwing some plays in there. You win the Sun Belt regular season title. You win the tournament. And then you get to go to the NCAA. You win this award. You're having a good year, Tim.
I am having a very good year. This team reminds me a lot of when I covered Marshall football. I just kind of changed the name of the opponent each game. You know, they're a lot of fun to cover, and they win a whole lot. So, this is a lot of fun. It is. They're a great team to watch, and a really good bunch of players and coaches. I enjoy them thoroughly.
So you're the missing link here. If you are the main beat writer for whatever sport is happening at Marshall, they get to go to postseason. Is that the deal?
Hey, that's what it is. I'm the winningest beat writer in the history of Marshall football. It had nothing to do with Pennington and Leftwich and Moss and, you know, all those guys like that. It was all me. Yeah, that was it, sure.
Do you have those conversations with Coach Caldwell? Like, look, here, I expect big things out of you. I'm not just some Cub reporter. You know, I'm Tim Stevens. You ever have that conversation with her?
I can't big time Kim. She's too good a person. She's great. Although we did have some fun with, you know, Kim Stevens. She was Stevens when she got here before she got married, and Tim Stevens. So we kind of, and we might be related for all we know, but we kind of have a little bit of fun with that. Like we're related. We have a good relationship. You know, a reporter and coach relationship. She's terrific to cover. We have a good time with our little back and forth stuff, and it's good, man. She's done just a tremendous job, and she makes the writing easy when they win all the time.
Championship DNA, Tim. That's what it is. That championship DNA you both have.
That's it. There you go.
So I didn't get a chance today to come over and see her before she left. So I know she spoke with a few people for a few minutes, and were there any questions like talk about or speak about the journey or how do you feel? Because that drives my listeners nuts when reporters, probably me as well, when we ask questions like that. So did anyone break that rule today?
Always, yes. Every press conference you get a talk about fill in the blank, you know, and how does it feel, fill in the blank kind of question. Yeah, those are are not fun ones, but they kind of get thrown out there every press conference, it seems like. There were a couple of those today, and you know, she and the kids, the players handled them well. They talked about how they feel. So.
After so many times interviewing them, we run out of stuff. I don't think people realize that. Yeah, they don't want to hear the same thing over and over and over again.
Right, right, exactly. You know, you can only write about the system so much, and you know, okay, you're 32 games into the season. That, you know, they've read about the pressing, whether the shot was made or not, and they've read about the fast break and 3-point offense throughout the season. And yeah, you still got to mention it sometimes, or. You know, and they hear it on your show and such. But yeah, it's hard to, you have to find new angles sometimes, and that can be hard to do because you have a limited amount of players. Now they do play a lot of them, so that gives you a little bit of leeway. But yeah, you try to find something interesting. People like to read about people or hear about people, so you know, try to get into the kids a little bit and what they do. That makes it fun.
So Tim, talk about today. So talk about today.
Well, I feel really good about today. I think if we score more points that we will. today went well. They had Kim in for the press conference, and Bree Campbell and Abby Beeman, and they all conducted themselves well. They're all confident, cautiously confident, and the theme was pretty much is what I'm writing for in the morning is the Marshall's going to do what Marshall does. Sure, you make some adjustments because Virginia Tech has, you know, 8 players who are 6 foot or taller. So yeah, so you have to adjust a bit, but Marshall's going to do what got them here. You know, the press and whether the shot was made or not, and the 3-point shooting and scoring in transition will be big, because if Virginia Tech sets it up in a half court game, whether on offense or defense, that's going to be hard for Marshall to handle. Marshall has Mahogany Matthews at 6'1". And yeah, Virginia Tech has 8 players that big or bigger. So that was the gist of it. But they talked about the NCAA tournament experience. We want to make it fun. Want to win. Make it fun. Go in as an underdog without considering themselves the underdog. Yeah, you play like you own the place. That kind of thing. And they have a great deal of respect for Virginia Tech. As well they should. That's, you know, 13th ranked team in the country. They're 24-7, can really play. And then we talked a lot about the player who's out. You know, Liz Kitley is out for Virginia Tech, or has been. Is she going to play? Yeah, 3-time ACC player of the year. If she plays, it's a different game. She averages 22.6 points and 11.4 rebounds a game. So if she's not in the lineup, yeah, that's a little different spin on it. They lost to Notre Dame by like 17 without her. So we'll see if she's actually in the lineup. She's had a knee injury, so we'll see. And you think, well, of course she'll play in a game like this. But thing is, she's a WNBA prospect. Do you put her out there and she gets injured worse, you cost her a lot of money. So Tech's coach, yeah, might have a dilemma. Or she might just not be able to play. We won't know that until tip-off.
The atmosphere is going to be hostile. We know how difficult it was to get tickets if you were a Marshall fan. Virginia Tech has been drawing well all year long, and those tickets went on sale to the Virginia Tech season ticket holders, those that contribute to a certain fund. So by the time tickets opened up, Marshall fans had a hard time getting what was available. Did coach or the players talk a little bit about how hostile that atmosphere is going to be, or was that covered today?
They did. They mentioned that a little bit. They're 10 place seats, you know, a little more than 10,000 people, and almost all of them are going to be wearing maroon. So they averaged more than 6,000 a game, which was their average is double what Marshall's biggest crowd was. So yeah, they kind of know what they're getting into, and they were disappointed that more Marshall fans couldn't get tickets just so that they can show off and, you know, in front of them with their play. But they say, hey, we're happy to be here. It's an NCAA tournament game. If it has to be in front of 10,000 hostile fans, then fine. Let's go play. You know, throw the ball up and we'll play. Which is about the best attitude you can have for that. You know, you can cry and whine and complain, but it's not going to do any good. You know, the NCAA makes makes the rules that it makes, and you just have to go play and try to knock somebody off.
Could that be an advantage for the Thundering Herd? They know they're going into a hostile atmosphere, chip on their shoulder maybe. I know Abby Beeman, she might not say it, but I feel like she's got the broadest shoulders of all the players because she's got the biggest chips on those shoulders right now.
Yeah, she really does. And Bree Campbell's not far behind. I think it could be really good for them because nothing rattles this team. You notice that. Nothing rattles this team. They're down 18 points to whomever on their schedule, and they come back and they win by 17. You know, they shake off whatever's thrown at them. So I don't think they'll be intimidated at all when they walk out on the court down there. That's not a problem, at least not by the crowd. You know, I don't think they'll be intimidated by anything either. And that's not to say that they'll win, but they could. They have a shot. This is a very hard team to prepare for. And the big, all the bigs that Virginia Tech has aren't going to do anything if their guards can't get the ball off the court. Now, we'll see if they can. And sure, they're going to, when they go inside, they're going to score because they're that big. And they're very physical and really good players. But how well will their guards handle the pressure? And will they wear down during the course of a game, which we've seen a lot of teams do against Marshall's pressure?
Tim Stevens is with us, HD Media. He'll be on the road tomorrow. You traveling tomorrow with Mr. Creasy? You guys going separate? I mean, can you guys be in the same vehicle for hours on end? How's that
work? I'll drive my truck and throw Luke in the bed. In the bed and let him rattle around back there.
Okay, that sounds fair.
Yeah, that'll work. So, yeah, we're going down tomorrow. Leave early in the morning, and there's a press conference, I think, at 10:30, and then there's practice, and then there's another press conference in the afternoon and then practice. So we'll go down and watch some of that and ask some how-do-you-feel questions and, things like that. That'll be a good time.
Please, ask some of those. Speak about the journey. How do you feel? Talk about it. Please, get a few of those in for me, would you?
I'll throw them in just for – in fact, I will say my buddy Paul Swan.
No. Don't do that to me.
No.
I'm working on me. I'm working on me, Tim.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
I'm here for the listeners. I'm trying to make sure that we give them the very best, and so – we're going to have to police ourselves a little bit better. So no more how do you feel questions. No more talkabouts.
Deal. I'm all for that too.
I think speak about the journey is still fair.
Yeah, that one you can live with. Particularly at this point in the season. So that one will fly.
How about we mix it up a little bit? How about the journey?
There you go. Oh, they're a good band. I was listening to them today, in fact, for a while, and I really like their songs. Journey's a great band. I saw them in Lexington last April. So,
you're listening to their music today? Because you're trying to find your next quote for your headline. Hey, your opening statement and your next story. That's what you're doing.
That's right. There you go.
I'm on to you.
I just might have to borrow some lyrics from Journey for this game. That would be fun, That would be fun. Well, folks my age can relate to that. Somebody who's, who's 18 and reading that, they have no idea. So we'll try to educate them a little on classic rock. That would be fun, huh?
There you go. Tim Stevens with us. He's speaking about the journey, about the Marshall women's basketball team. Good crowd today for them as they were leaving and departing on the bus?
Yeah, they had some folks out there. That was good to see. And people are excited about this team. They really are. They're very enthused. And Marshall fans are. They get behind their teams, and it is a special place. And they gave them a nice send-off. So I know Coach Caldwell was very happy with that, and so were the players.
Tim Stevens, my guest. Get some sleep. You got a long trip tomorrow. You'll be hanging out with Luke Creasy. You guys will be going back and forth between Journey songs and Taylor Swift songs. I'm sure of that. It'll be a fun car ride.
It will be. Luke and I always have a good time. So the only way it could be better is if we had you in the mix.
Well, you could make a phone call to my boss.
There you go.
Yeah,
why not?
I need someone to foot the bill for accommodations. I'm sure you guys will want me to chip in on gas money. So,
Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Hello.
What? Hello. Huh? Hello. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Tim Stevens, my guest. Now. Yeah, exactly. The 2023 National Sports Media Association Sports Writer of the Year. You're supposed to get that award after the big season. You're not eligible again for a year or so. So you gotta top that off next year with another big run. Come on.
I'll see what I can do. This team and this program might just give me plenty of fodder for that.
So there you go.
We shall see.
Yeah, you got to dial up another championship run next year. So, during your, that way you can be eligible again.
Yeah, sounds like a winner. We'll work on that.
Tim Stevens, good talking to you, buddy. Have fun.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Paul.
There you have it. That's your Sports Writer of the Year, by the way, in the state of West Virginia. Tim Stevens covering the women on their amazing run. A team that's not having an amazing run right now, and a team that is having a lot of opportunities scoring runs. Marshall, scoreless, top of the eighth. West Virginia has put 15 on them. But Marshall did hold West Virginia scoreless in the sixth and the seventh. We're in the eighth right now. Marshall trying to find some offense, and hopefully they'll get that going as best they can. We got a couple innings to go. Not a good outing today for the baseball team. That's going to do it. Thanks for tuning in. I want to thank my guests, first Tim Stevens for joining us, and also Jared Hundley, the Assistant Director for Marketing and Fan Engagement. My name is Paul Swan. You can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Paul Swan. You can also find us on Facebook. It's The Drive with Paul Swan. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back with you Monday. We've got NCAA basketball coming up tomorrow and on Friday. Enjoy all the games, everyone.
Retransmitting on Glorious FM on 94.1 W227BS Huntington. This is 930 WRVC Huntington, celebrating 100 years of broadcasting.